wish I could be outside playing with the other kids. Why doesn't God just make me better already?
Well, maybe he has you in a slow cooker. Welcome to Keys for Kids, everybody. My name is Zach, and today our story is about food. Well, cooking food, to be exact. Let me ask you this. Have you ever seen your mom or dad starting to prepare dinner very early in the day? Well, that's because whatever it is they're making, they need to marinate it and cook slowly all day to make it delicious. The same can be true of us. God is working on us when we're kids to get us ready to be grown-ups. And hey, sometimes that takes a while. Kind of like our story today, which is called Slow Cooking. Jaina looked out the window as a tear slid down her cheek. She watched silently as the other kids laughed and played in the snow. Her brother Caleb saw her and threw a snowball. She giggled in spite of herself as it softly hit the window. Sighing, she turned away and slowly wheeled herself into the kitchen. "What are you making, Mom?" "Supper," Mom said. Jaina raised her eyebrows and looked at the clock. "At 9 in the morning?" "Yes," said Mom. "But I think a better question would be, what's causing these tears?" She wiped away a tear from Jaina's cheek. "Oh, Mom," Jaina said, "I just don't understand why my illness has lasted so long. Why doesn't God take away my pain and weakness? The other kids who were in the hospital with me are already doing better. I know he could heal me." The last words came out in a little sob. Mom was silent for a few minutes as she continued to prepare supper. She carefully lowered the meat into a slow cooker, covered it, and set it on low. Then she spoke. "We don't always understand God's ways or thoughts, but he uses the things that happen in our lives." She paused, then tapped the top of the slow cooker. "It's like this meat I'm cooking for supper. It's a special cut that requires careful preparation and cooking that other meats don't require. If I cooked it faster on a higher heat, it would be tough and hard to eat. But when I cook it all day on a low temperature, it's tender and delicious." She grinned. "Even Caleb will be able to eat it with his missing teeth." Jaina thought about that. "So you're saying being sick and in this wheelchair for so long may be God's way of making me tender and more like him?" "Yes," Mom said. "I don't know why God hasn't healed you more quickly, but I pray each day that he will use this long illness for his glory in your life." She poured hot water into a mug. "Now, would you like to come stir Caleb's hot cocoa?" Jaina smiled as she rolled to the table to help. So how about you? Have you been dealing with something for a long time? Do you wonder if God hears your prayers or even cares about what you're going through? Well, he does, and God often uses difficult things in our lives to make us more like him. And sometimes those things can last a long time. Trust him to use your difficult experience to make you the person he wants you to be. Our key verse today is Job 23:10. "But he knows the way that I take. When he has tested me, I shall come forth as gold." And our key thought today, God uses hardships to shape you. I'm glad you had a chance to join me for today's Keys for Kids. Why don't you write me and let me know what you thought of today's story? The best way to get a hold of me is to write me an email from our website, keysforkids.org. Once you're there, click on Contact Us. You can write me a message about what you think of the Keys for Kids story, including what you learned today. I would love to hear from you. So tell me what you think when you go to keysforkids.org and then click on Contact Us. Well, as always, my name is Zach. Thanks for listening to Keys for Kids today. We'll see you right back here tomorrow.